We're going to be concluding our supernatural series today. This is week four. If you have your Bibles, you can open up to Hebrews 13. If you have a smartphone or something, open up to Hebrews 13. A lot of Bible, you know, today is done on our phones or iPads or things like that, and it's still God's Word. So we're doing our final series again today on supernatural, and so I'm just going to kind of recap. For the first week of our study, what we did is we recognized that, although we live in a physical world and this is real physical world, there's also a spiritual world that is equally real and certainly going on, and so that that's happening all the time. That there is a battle in the supernatural world, a spiritual battle always happening, and so that's what we looked at first week. Second week, we looked at the reality of the Holy Spirit, the Spirit of God, one of the pieces of the Trinity, that He is very real, and what His place is now, and the fact that He is the King, He has already conquered, and His place, and what we looked at last week is the the reality of demons and the evil side of the spiritual warfare, and that we have a real enemy. And that his goal in life is to steal, kill, and to destroy. And so that is very real. It isn't tried to, scare anyone. It's just facts are facts. And the scripture teaches much about evil and about, the enemy. And today is the wrap-up of the conclusion, also kind of good news or whatever, and we're going to be looking at angels. So thank you, John, for giving me the easy week talking about angels, but it is the more feel-good side of it, and we understand that angels are real. They are God's spiritual beings, and they are true. They are in existence. They are always, again, fighting battles for us, fighting battles for God, doing lots of different things, and so we're going to be looking at angels today. So let's look, if we could, at Hebrews 13:2, if you have your Bibles, it may be printed even there on your notes. There is a note sheet on the back. There's the little logo for our supernatural and some questions, that you may want to take home and answer. And on the front side is the fill in the blank. So if you need a sheet, if you need a pen, some of the ushers can get that. We just slip your hand up. If you need one of the teaching sheets or you need a pen, we'll get one of our ushers to get that to you. So we're looking at angels today. So Hebrews 13:2, okay? Do not forget to entertain strangers, for by so doing, some people have entertained angels without knowing it. I'm going to pray. God, we love you. We thank you for this morning. We just ask you to be in this message. We just ask you to lead, Jesus. Have it be your words coming out of my mouth as we are looking into your word. Thank you for the truth of angels. Thank you that they are real. Thank you, Jesus, that you have so much for us, and we just ask you to just guide. We ask you to do what you want in this service. We give it to you in your name. Amen. There's lots of ideas about angels, right? You hear angels, and you think of things that you've seen or images or people or what. So I say angels. It doesn't have to be spiritual now, by the way. What do you think of someone when I say angels? Okay. Huh? Wings? Yes, wings. It's nice wings and people, angels flying around. That's good. Something else. When you think of angels, we're talking about angels. What comes to your mind? Huh? Guardian angels, absolutely. And we're going to look a little bit later about, guardian angels and, the way God does that. Someone else? Huh? Christmas. Oh, absolutely. Angels are a big part of Christmas. Some hand back there. Am I missing it? Austin. Angels in the outfield, right. That is not the biblical context that we'll be looking at today, the movie Angels in the Outfield. So a couple others. I'm thinking of a few. What? God's Warriors. And absolutely. So you might have been, kind of cheating, looking at the notes, but we're going to, get into that they are God's Warriors. There's one that I'm thinking. Do what? Play the harp. Yes, angels are up playing the harp, and they have nice flowy clothes on, and they're playing lovely harp music. There's one more that no one's getting. Maybe you think of it. It's been in pictures. Halo, there you go. You got it. Okay. And then one more. It's like I think the photographer's name is Ann Geddes or something like that, like these babies that are angels and they used to have calendars and chubby little fat babies and like angelic, all that. So those are not angels, by the way. Although, except for you had the warriors, which is right, and some of you guys were right about, different things, but the angels in the outfield are not angels. Many people also think that they are former people who have gone to heaven and then gotten their wings. One of the most famous angels in all of pop culture, whatever, is Clarence from It's a Wonderful Life, right? And when a lot of people's minds think, okay, that is, what an angel is. But, angels are created beings. There's lots in Scripture that says that they were created by God. They do the exact desires of God. I mean, that's what they do. They are not former people who have gone to heaven and, are now angels. It's like two different categories. God created angels, and then God also, created us as, people. So it isn't like, people who we have known before in life and now are looking down on us as angels. It isn't like that. They don't, become angels, and we as believers can't try to be angels. Some of our spouses wish that we would try to be more like angels, during day to day, but we don't want to try to, get to heaven and then one day be angels, two different categories. So let's dig in a little here about what angels are. So your first blank there on your sheet, angels are worshipers. Okay, we're going to look at what angels are. Angels are worshipers. In the Scriptures, in the Bible, whenever we find God or Jesus, Old Testament, New Testament, whenever they're there, we will always find angels worshiping. Okay? Big moments of Jesus' life, God doing great, there's always angels worshiping. One of their primary functions is that angels are worshipers.